On today's Kids Corner, Lucille attends a rock concert that she wishes she never went to.
We are your God. Worship us. Sacrifice yourself to us.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's Sunday morning, and Lucille is at her usual place, in Grandpa Anoli's Bible class. Grandpa has been teaching on the Ten Commandments and is right in the middle of his lesson on the Second Commandment.
You shall not make for yourself any idols. You shall not bow down before them or serve them. Exodus 20, verse 4. Well, I'm sure we've all heard this one before.
Oh, right? You could say that again, Grandpa.
Do I detect a note of sarcasm, Lucille?
Oh, sorry. It's just that...
Just that what?
I don't know. I don't know why we're studying these passages, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the Ten Commandments are extremely important, of course.
I know the Ten Commandments are important. We all do.
You do?
Yeah, we know what they are and why they're important. I mean, the commandments are pretty basic, and we're beyond the basic.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we're way beyond.
I see. Well, you know, Lucille, it's always good to revisit the basics every once in a while, you know?
I know, but...
I'm curious to know why you think you were beyond them.
Oh, not just me, all of us. We live in an enlightened time, Grandpa. You don't keep feeding adults baby food.
Enlightened, you say?
Yeah, I mean, take idols, for instance.
What about them?
Well, the whole idea is pretty ridiculous in these modern times.
Really?
Personally, I'm amazed that the Israelites or any other culture ever seriously thought that worshiping a piece of stone or wood was the right thing to do.
Well, you got me there.
I'm just glad modern folks aren't. Well, ignorant, like the Israelites were.
Well, this is all very interesting.
Sorry if I was too blunt, Grandpa.
No. Actually, I think you're right about knowing the meaning of the Second Commandment. No doubt most folks, and all Christians, would say the same thing.
Sure. I mean, who hasn't heard of the Ten Commandments?
But even so, I also have no doubt that most folks, including Christians, still have trouble with it.
You're kidding. How could that be?
Well, because of an immutable truth. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
What does that mean?
Well, oops. It looks like we've run out of time. We should pray.
Wait, Grandpa. What does that mean?
I'm sure you'll find out, Lucille. Let's pray. Dear Lord, help us to understand your commands better and to obey them according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey! Everything's here at kidscorner.net.
Hi, I'm Ari. Welcome to Kids in Action, where we meet Christian kids doing God's work now.
Check out Kids in Action, live-action YouTube stories of amazing kids who are doing God's work right now. Our Kids Corner hosts share faith-filled and fun stories that will challenge you to serve God in all that you do.
Do you have any old Legos lying around? Have you ever thought about donating those Legos?
Explore how these great Christian kids, just like you, are serving God in their communities.
So I could just share God's creation with everyone.
Check out the Kids in Action YouTube series right here at kidscorner.net. What's God calling you to do?
A few days later, Lucille was at a music store in the mall when a store clerk approached her.
May I help you find something, miss?
Oh, me? Oh, no, thank you. I'm just rummaging through the stacks of classical CDs here.
Okay. If I can help you with anything, just let me know.
Very good.
Lucille wasn't being completely honest. It's true that she was looking at the classical CDs, but only because they were next to a display of the latest girl band sensation, Skin Deep. Lucille thought to herself.
They're so cool.
Though not outright raunchy, the band wasn't exactly wholesome either. Thoughts Lucille kept putting out of her mind.
Their clothes, their moves, they're so cool.
Still, she was a closet fan. She didn't want anyone to know that she actually liked Skin Deep.
I mean, they're a pop band. I'm a journalist. I'm supposed to be, well, above this sort of thing.
Only deep down inside, she wasn't.
They're so cool.
It's okay, you know.
Huh?
Lucille turned and saw behind her a girl standing in the next row.
Oh, Lacey.
Lucille had seen Lacey Ridgeback around school and always thought she was one of the tough kids, a sort of thug wannabe.
What's okay?
Skin Deep. It's okay to like them. I like them too. In fact, I love them.
You do?
Don't look so surprised.
Sorry, it's just that I always thought lizards like you were way too cool for something like Skin Deep.
Lizards like me?
Yeah, you know, sort of a, rough crowd. I mean, the kids are always saying...
Don't believe everything you hear. Besides, I think Skin Deep is cool.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I've been following the band since it started.
You're not just messing with me, are you?
Hey, look at the clothes I just bought. From the Skin Deep collection, their earlier, punkier days.
Wow.
If I was messing with you, would I do that?
No, I guess not. It's so neat to find someone who likes the same things I do. I mean, I also think Skin Deep is great.
They're the best. They have the most awesome dance moves. I really like this one.
Oh, you do that great. How about this one?
You're not bad yourself.
Thanks. I just wish I knew more about the band.
Oh, I know everything about them. Where they were born and went to school. How they learned to sing. Everything.
Wow.
That's nothing. If you really want to see stuff about Skin Deep, come with me.
Where?
My house.
Okay.
Let's go.
Just a minute.
Lucille grabbed a Skin Deep CD and proudly walked up to the counter.
May I help you?
I would like to purchase the Skin Deep CD, please, and I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Congratulations.
Oh my, this is incredible.
Welcome to the universe of Skin Deep.
Lacey's bedroom was a veritable shrine to Skin Deep. The walls were covered in Skin Deep posters, and there were Skin Deep stickers, photographs, notebooks, stationery, and pens everywhere.
I love it!
Lucille and Lacey spent the rest of the afternoon swimming in the Skin Deep ocean.
You even have Skin Deep action figures!
2 sets, and Skin Deep figurines with Malibu tan.
Awesome!
Lucille couldn't remember having more fun. Before she even realized what was happening, Lacey had her dressing and acting like the members of the band.
Step, spin and kick and spin and kick.
Finally, Lucille said her goodbyes and went home, still wearing the Skin Deep clothes. She sang and danced her way to the front door, where her mother was waiting for her.
Lucille?
Hi, Mom.
You're late, sweetheart. I was worried.
I know. Time got away from me. I'm sorry. What's for dinner?
Dinner can wait. What are you wearing?
What? Oh, it's nothing. I'm just trying out some new fashions, you know. Some clothes a friend let me borrow.
Oh, I'm not sure I approve.
Why, it's all the rage. The Skin Deep look. All the kids are wearing it.
All? In the first place, I doubt that all the kids are wearing these kinds of clothes. And in the second place, even if they were, my love, you aren't all the kids. You're my daughter.
Yeah, but I don't get what the problem is. I mean, there's nothing revealing or racy about the clothes. They're just different than you're used to, Mom.
I understand that. But I'd simply like to know when my daughter decides to make a change, that's all. Besides, different is not why I object.
Then why do you object?
2 reasons. 1, I don't like the idea of you borrowing clothes from your friends.
Oh, Mom.
And 2, I don't like the idea of you imitating some band.
They're not just some band, it's Skin Deep. The best band.
That everybody else is dressing like. So your different look isn't really different at all, is it? I always gave you credit for more original thinking.
Just because I'm wearing clothes that a lot of people wear doesn't mean I'm not being original.
You're joking, right?
No, I mean, it's original because I chose it.
Lucille.
Really, Mom, I like these clothes.
I know you do, honey, but they're not yours, and I'd really like you to change back into your own clothes.
You mean the clothes you chose for me? Now that's really original.
Lucille, I think you need to watch your tone.
It's the only thing that's original about me.
That's it. You just lost your supper, and you can spend the rest of the night in your room after you take those clothes off. Now, Lucille.
Yes, ma'am.
The next day, Lucille reluctantly took Lacey's skin-deep clothes back to her.
Lucille, what gives?
Thanks for lending me the clothes, Lacey, but my mom told me I can't wear them.
Why?
Oh, long story. Anyway, here they are.
Why don't you keep them? Maybe your mom will change her mind someday.
Oh, you don't know my mom.
Okay, then. I'll save them for you. Meanwhile, I have another present for you.
A present?
Not just a present. A phenomenal, unbelievable, incredible, wonderful present.
Really? What is it?
It is huge news.
Yeah?
The biggest news ever.
Oh, I'm on pins and needles, Lacey. What is it?
Okay. You know I'm a member of the official Skin Deep fan club.
Yeah, of course.
Let me log on the website. And there it is, the big news. See it for yourself.
Oh my goodness, Skin Deep is going to be appearing at Clawberg next month? This is incredible.
There's more.
More?
Yep. Not only is the band appearing, but I also entered a contest on the website and won 2 tickets to the concert.
2 tickets? Oh, it's amazing.
There's more.
More?
Not only do I have tickets to the concert, I also have backstage passes to meet the band.
2 tickets? Oh, I don't believe it.
And best of all, I want you to go with me. Lucille, you're not screaming.
I know.
What's the matter?
I can't go.
What? Are you insane? It's Skin Deep, the best band ever.
Stop screaming.
Okay. What do you mean you can't go? It's all arranged. My brother will take us there and bring us home. We have tickets and backstage passes.
I know, but I can't.
Why?
Because my mother doesn't like Skin Deep.
So? You're the one going to the concert. Who cares if she likes them or not?
She does. She doesn't like these clothes. She doesn't like their music. She'll never let me go to the concert.
I cannot believe my ears. Lucille, you can't pass up this opportunity.
Well, I don't want to pass it up, Lacey, but I know for a fact that my mother will never go for it.
Oh, man. This just stinks.
I know. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
What?
What if your mom doesn't know about it?
What do you mean? How can she not know about it? If I'm gone, she'll know.
Not if you tell her you're spending the night at my house.
Huh?
All you have to do is tell your mom that you're spending the night with me. Then the two of us will go to the concert together, and your mom will be none the wiser.
You're asking me to lie to my mom, Lacey? I could never do that.
It's not lying. You will be spending the night with me, just at the concert. Come on, it'll be fun.
Oh, Lacey, I don't know about this.
It's Skin Deep, Lucille. Skin Deep. And we'll be backstage with them, right next to them, laughing and shaking hands and having fun. We may never get this chance again.
I know, but...
Look, don't answer now. Just think about it, okay? Please?
Okay, I'll think about it.
That evening after dinner, Lucille helped her mom clear the table. As they carried dishes to the kitchen, Lucille had an idea on how she could bring up the concert with her mother.
Mom?
Yes, honey?
Did you like music when you were my age?
Of course I did. I still like music today.
I mean pop music.
Yeah, so do I.
Did you like music your parents didn't like?
Some music, yes, but I didn't listen to it very much because I knew my parents didn't like it.
Oh.
Is this about Skin Deep?
Yeah, they're having a concert in Clawberg, and I really, really, really want to go.
Lucille.
Please, Mom, this could be the only chance I ever have to see them.
Lucille, you know how I feel about that group.
There's a lot of groups out there that are a whole lot worse.
I know, and you're not going to see them either. But, Mom, Lucille, believe it or not, your father and I have given you a lot of freedom when it comes to your choices in music and clothes and things like that. We've always trusted your judgment. Then why won't you trust it now? Well, because up until now, you've made good choices. You're entirely too wrapped up in this band. Oh, Mom. I said no. I mean no. End of discussion. Yes, ma'am. Now help me with the dishes.
Once the dishes were finished, Lucille went to her room and closed the door. She picked up her phone and called Lacey.
Hello?
Lacey, it's Lucille.
So what'd she say?
She said no.
Oh, man.
So, I'm going anyway.
Really?
Yeah, really. I'm in. I'm going to the concert with you.
Such a good time at this concert.
I know. But if we're gonna pull this off, we're gonna need to do a little work.
What kind of work?
Well, my mom will never let me do an overnight with someone that she doesn't know and has never met. So you'll have to come over and be introduced and spend a lot of time over the next month with me and my mom, and maybe even spend the night here a couple of times.
No problem.
Yeah, but here comes the hard part. You can't wear any skin-deep clothes or sing their songs or dance their dances or even talk about the band in front of my mom.
What? Come on, Lucille. That's a really tall order.
I know, but we have to pull my mom off track. It's the only way we'll be able to pull this off. It's the only way I'll be able to go.
Okay, Lucille. I'll do it on account of our friendship and for the sake of skin deep.
And that's exactly what they did. Over the next several weeks, Lacey was introduced to and spent a lot of time with the Monitor family. She was polite and courteous. There was no mention of skin deep by either girl while they were at Lucille's house, though at Lacey's house they dressed up, sang, and practiced every dance move skin deep ever did, practically working themselves into a frenzy about the concert. And their ruse worked. Thanks to Lacey's performance, when Lucille asked if she could spend the night over at Lacey's, which of course was the same night as the concert, Lucille's mom said,
I don't see why not. Have fun.
Later, when the girls were alone, they jumped with joy.
We did it! We pulled it off!
It's really gonna happen!
We're gonna see Skin Deep!
The concert was as exciting as Lucille thought it would be. They were in the front row of a huge crowd, all yelling and cheering and dancing. The crowd riveted to the stage. Lucille watched as a curtain parted, behind which stood a large image of a golden calf. The words skin deep were carved in its side.
Oh my goodness!
Isn't it awesome?
This is the essence of skin deep. The calf of power and beauty. If you love us, then you love the calf. And if you love us and the calf, then you must bow down to it.
No!
Come on, Lucille, bow down!
No, I won't!
Why? You love skin deep, don't you?
Well, yes, but...
You want to dress like them, act like them, and move like them, don't you?
Well, yes, but...
We had to put on a big act for your mom to get here, didn't we? Just a little bow. You've been bowing down on the car all along. Now it's time to bow down for real. Bow down. Bow down. Bow down.
No, I won't. No, I won't bow down to anyone but God. Just a dream. Just a dream. Okay, Lord. Obviously, my conscience is really bothering me here. I thought I could do this, but I guess I can't.
The next day was the day of the concert. Lucille showed up at Lacey's house right on time.
This is going to be so great. We are going to have the best time we have ever had in our lives, girl. Hey, you'd better get changed. Can't go to see Skin Deep without looking like Skin Deep. What's the matter? You've got a frown on your face the size of the Grand Canyon.
Lacey, I'm not going.
What?
I can't.
What happened? Did your mom find out?
No.
Then what's going on? Why can't you go?
Because I can't deceive my mom that way.
But I promise, Lucille, your mom will never know.
Maybe, but I'll know. And more important, God will know.
God? I don't get it. What does God have to do with this?
Everything. And I'd really like to explain more of that to you.
You gotta be kidding! I'm getting ready to go to the concert of my life, and you want to preach to me about God?
Not preach, I just want to tell you about him and what he means to me.
Well, you'll have to tell me later, because I have a concert to go to.
I hope you have a good time.
Oh, don't worry. I will. Oh, I just don't get you. All that work we went through, it's skin deep, for goodness sakes. How can you do this?
Because if I'm going to bow down, I want to make sure I bow down to the right God.
Whatever.
After Lacey left, Lucille took a walk and ended up at Grandpa Anoli's farm. She told the old lizard all about what happened with Lacey.
So you were right about the basics, Grandpa. Mm-hmm. Even Christians in this modern day and age have trouble with idols.
Well, I'm sorry you had to learn the hard way, Lucille, but I'm glad you did learn. Yeah, a lot of folks never do, and it causes them all sorts of grief. Have you told your mom about this?
I haven't been home yet. Mm. I will when I get there, though.
Good, good.
Grandpa, remember in your Bible lesson you said you were sure I'd find out about this whole idol thing?
Uh-huh.
How did you know?
I've got eyes and ears, Lucille. You may have thought you were doing a good job of hiding your love for that band, but you weren't. Why do you think I wanted to teach that lesson?
Because you knew I'd need it.
Not just you. Everybody. Modern idols may not be made of stone or wood, but they're idols just the same.
Yeah.
So, does Lacey still want to be your friend?
Yeah, she told me we were still friends before she left.
And are you still a Skin Deep fan?
Fan? Yes. Fanatic? No.
Good for you. Good for you.
It's easy to think that just because God's commandments are old and were made in an ancient time, that they don't apply to us today. But just like Lucille learned in today's story, God gave all of his commandments for all time. See, God knew, even way back in Moses' time, that though we may not want to bow down before a piece of stone or wood, we still want to worship idols. And as Lucille discovered, we can start worshiping idols before we even realize it. Idols in the shape of bands, sports figures, movie stars, and TV actors. If you ever find yourself doing this, remember the second commandment, no idols.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
KidsCorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That feels good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at Facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler. Listen Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.